Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, Why Law?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes when people feel under attack in a mild or non-life-threatening situation, we hear them cry out in frustration, "There ought to be a law." Well, there are lots of laws we observe every day. One important part of earning a driver's license in any state includes an exam to ascertain the applicant's knowledge of state traffic law. TSA agents inspect our luggage as we board planes, looking for substances or articles banned by law for passengers on flights. Before Lent, pastors remind us of laws regarding fast and abstinence during that holy season. Laws, it seems, for everything. Well, for many things. But why? What's the point of all these laws? A Sister of Mercy, after some years of successful pastoral ministry in a parish, announced that she was leaving to study canon law. "Canon law," I exclaimed. "But why?" I had the impression that it was simply a list of rules and laws set up by whomever for whatever reason. But Kathy replied, "I have been in the parish setting and seen how canon law really protects the people, ensures their rights as members of the church." Wow, I had never thought of it like that. As I continued to reflect, I realized that all good law is designed to protect people. Laws are not a gotcha network, but more of a safety network. So in hearing today's gospel, think of what laws are protecting. Traffic laws protect people's safety. FDA laws protect citizens' health. Even game laws protect the safety and fun of all involved. Liturgical laws protect the sacredness of the sacraments and the rights of other members of the community. So what about the laws regarding the Sabbath in Jesus' day? What are they protecting? Well, the Sabbath, one of the most sacred of Jewish practices, a time to remember that all comes from God. So there is a weekly Sabbath, an annual Sabbath, and even a Sabbath after 50 years, the Jubilee Sabbath. These Sabbaths protect the needs of humans and all creatures for time to rest and time to reflect on God's graciousness, Today, we have lots of laws to consider. But what do they protect, and when can they be broken? Rules of a game can be broken to help an injured player. Traffic laws can be broken in a medical emergency. Laws regarding fasting can be lifted for health reasons. Even laws against killing another can be lifted for self-defense, and so on. There is a priority of law, and that's what Jesus understood. The laws protecting the Sabbath, laws he routinely obeyed, may be superseded by the laws that protect humans in need. He adds that he is the Lord of the Sabbath, or maybe Luke added that. Anyway, Jesus had his priorities straight, and he challenges the Pharisees and us to examine ours. What law comes first? Jesus responds, it's love of God and love of neighbor. And he reminds us to check our priorities.